This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
We wake up every day saying, how can we make this show better than the day before? Because we're lead pipe wielding professionals.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The MVP race is over.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
As you know, I'm a Jokic guy. I'm a big Giannis fan, as you know. I gotta tell you, Joel Embiid deserves to be the MVP of the NBA.
Today's guests, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. From the new film Sweetwater, actor Everett Osborne, UConn head coach Dan Hurley, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Yeah, we got a national championship head coach on this program today. That's how we're rolling into this Thursday. Good to see everybody right here on the Roku channel once again for free, where everybody can check us out every single day. And once again, I'm wearing a quarter zip that perfectly matches and purposely matches the color scheme of this program. It's light blue, and so is the sky here in Los Angeles, California. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on this program. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Rich, man, I've just been watching the Masters all morning.
It's Thursday.
Awesome. Ooh, so exciting.
Masters Thursday. DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. Good to see you, Mike Del Tufo. And who's living his best life better than this man? This town of Los Angeles, California.
Heard of it.
All weekend long, from Friday all the way to Monday. Forget about the women's and men's Final Four for this guy. It was all about wrestling, which he loves.
Yeah.
And then his Sixers beat the Celtics as Embiid drops 52 on national television. And then last night, ready for the other shoe to drop, Clippers winning 10 straight against the Lakers. And then it doesn't matter, right, if the Lakers finally go into the Downtown Hoops Dojo as the away team and wins that game. They did not. The Clippers dropped it on him like it was hot last night. 125-118 final. And who's living his best life any better than T.J. Jefferson? How's that for a setup to say hello to you on this day?
You are really one of the greatest of all time, Rich. You what it do, baby? 11th in a row.
Now, I counsel you as a Jet fan.
Yeah.
Don't let
it go to my head.
No, I was crowing Super Bowl week big time. It was a Thursday night. Mm-hmm. We dominated NFL honors, which was great. I would rather dominate Super Bowl Sunday. That's the one I'd rather dominate.
Actually,
the final Tuesday and Wednesday of the regular season is not how you need to dominate. But you did come up with a dub. Your team came up with a big W last night.
I mean, I've
here
had
in Los Angeles,
great
California.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, now.
Well, it's running.
I mean, you know,
we're on a run.
It's like the luck of the Irish, only I'm not Irish, so I can't explain it.
You must be butter because you're on a roll.
Oh, shout out to the man.
There you go.
Yes, indeed.
I like your Kawhi Leonard Fathead. Did you get that at a game? Where'd you get that?
I got that from Fathead. It's been sitting in the studio for like 2 years.
I haven't seen it, literally. Yeah, Chris, is this the first time he's busted out his
Kawhi
Leonard
last
Fathead?
Year.
I don't remember this.
There hasn't been a lot of Clipper things to celebrate.
Understood.
Yeah. In terms of championships, he's right.
How about it?
But like I tried to tell you all year, Rich, I'd rather a healthy Kawhi now than a healthy Kawhi in October.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. We'll get to this in a second. We'll get to this in a second. I want to talk about the game itself, okay, and what it means. Mm-hmm. Western Conference standings are, as the kids would say, lit. The Clippers came up with a big win last night. I guess if you're looking at their equation, would you rather avoid the play-in tournament or would you rather play in the play-in tournament? That's obvious. You want to avoid it. The issue is, their conundrum is, avoiding the play-in tournament means you are the away team in a first-round series against Kevin Durant and the Suns.
Yeah.
Used to be Devin Booker and Chris Paul and the Suns. DeAndre Ayton and the Suns.
We now
refer to it as Kevin Durant and the Suns. And that's the issue, and that's for another day. You don't want to play in. Of course, you don't want to be in the play-in tournament.
But.
And that's what the Lakers were doing. First, the Lakers went from just trying to get into the play-in tournament and then get into a home court game in the play-in tournament or two, and then get the hell out of the play-in tournament into the sixth seed, which is where Darvin Ham had pegged everything as a nice target to go hit for the Lakers. And at the time, a month ago, everyone's like, okay, got it, Darvin. Good idea. And last night, had they won last night, they'd have been right there. Instead, they're currently seventh. They are the top team in the play-in tournament with two games to go. Both home games against the Suns and the Jazz. And the Lakers can still play out of the play-in tournament if they go 2-0 in those games. And the Warriors in their remaining games go 1-1. They're against the Kings and the Blazers. Problem for them is it's on the road, and that has been their issue all year long, is winning on the road. So, Lakers can still get out of the play-in tournament, and that is something that LeBron, who maybe it was around halftime, he realizes I got to push the pedal to the metal, and that's why he scored 30 of his 33 in the second half last night to help the Lakers cut a 24-point deficit down to 5 a couple times. Things got a little dicey. But the Clippers survived, and this is what LeBron had to say about the play-in tournament last night.
It is what it is. Wherever we end up, that's where we end up. It's been like 4 or 5 seasons in one for us. We don't have the luxury of, saying this is what we need to do, this is where we're going to be. We need to still continue to play good basketball. We got another game on Friday versus a very good team. Then we end the season on Sunday. Versus Utah. So we'll see what happens. We'll see where we fall, and we'll be ready to go.
He's not wrong. It has been like 4 or 5 seasons in one. Wouldn't you agree? Like, the beginning of the playing season was, good luck, guys.
Yeah.
Good luck. Honestly, that would be, if each part of their season had pretty a good phrase that goes to it, start of the season was, good luck, guys. Good luck, Darvin. And then the second part of the season was, oh, God, Anthony Davis is hurt again.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley's phrase of street clothes. Missed 20 games due to a foot injury. And that part of the season was, the Lakers are who we thought they were. Mm-hmm. And then it went from that to, how are you going to keep LeBron happy to win this year and make sure you don't mortgage the future? Because LeBron definitely wants to finish up his playing career here, one would think, in time for Bronny to wear the purple and gold. How are they going to pull that one off? And then they started making trades. And that's when, I guess, the third part of their season began. How the Lakers are going to gel, the new look Lakers are going to gel, and then LeBron gets hurt. That's part of his, I guess that part of the season was also, good luck, guys, with that new team of yours. And then LeBron goes out, and the new-look Lakers start going higher register. Oh, mm-hmm. Austin Reeves can play.
Yeah.
Oh, so the rest of the team's doing pretty well. Maybe when LeBron comes back, they can make a run. And then LeBron comes back and they start losing a little bit again. But you see flashes of LeBron, and this team is now actually going to make the playoffs. I think we're going to say this team's making the playoffs at this point in time. They might have to play him, maybe not. He's right. Lakers have had 4 seasons in one. Bottom line, though, is all the 4 seasons in one are leading to another season. They have as poker players would say, a chip and a chair. I don't know if the chip is going to have a champion in front of it, but it's just a chip, and we'll see if the chair can lead to a championship.
Might be one of those white $1 chips.
Could be, but that's a chip, and they got the chair. Is it going to be in a play-in tournament or not? It's coming. And all I can say is yes, thank you, because this team making it in the play-in tournament or as maybe the 6th seed to go visit the Kings, an old-school Lakers-Kings. Get your cowbells ready up there in Sacramento. LeBron and AD going against De'Aaron Fox and Son of Arvidas and the rest of that team, the Young Turks. Right? with one of their million former coaches? Let's go. Much better. Much more interesting. Please, Lakers, make the playoffs. 1,000%. Now then, let me get to this. The other soundbite from LeBron James. This is what drives me crazy about the NBA. Drives me nuts. Drives me absolutely insane. The Lakers.
Lakers.
Coming off of a road trip. Four games. Let me get this correct. Let me get this exactly right. The Lakers played last night, coming off of a four-game, eight-day road trip, included an unplanned night in Minneapolis due to a snowstorm. And then last night, that game came on the heels of a Tuesday night game, an overtime contest in Utah. Then they have to fly home, rest up, and play another basketball game. And then they lose. Not an excuse. Not an excuse. Schedule's not an excuse. But it's definitely a topic of conversation, as LeBron mentioned after the game.
I mean, it was tough. It's one of the toughest games we've had this year. Just coming off the road trip, and even though this is a road game, coming off the road trip and getting back, late last night, but after an overtime game, and it was a tough game for us. Obviously, we started off in the first half, not so playing Laker basketball. We had some good spurts, but not enough. So this is one of those scheduling conflicts, in the season. And definitely got the best of us tonight.
You know what we should do is, now that the new collective bargaining agreement says people can win the MVP award playing just 65 games in a year, which is just four-fifths of the schedule. That's it. And play four-fifths of the schedule, he could still be MVP of the league. Just let's get rid of back-to-backs. Let's just be done with it. Players don't want it. Organizations don't want it. Be done with it. Can we just be done with it so I don't have to hear these conversations anymore? Oh, by the way, Kawhi, last night, played an entire second half. Every minute. Last time that happened was when Kawhi was on the Spurs going against LeBron with the Heat in a Game 7 of a Finals that LeBron was the MVP of, and Kawhi had his little coming out party as a Spur. Like, oh, he's generationally brilliant, this kid from San Diego State, who doesn't say a word. Oh, my goodness. He played every minute last night in the second half. That is an unbelievable story. It had been 10 years since he'd done that. And the crazy thing is, you know how he was able to do it? Because he rested on back-to-backs all year long. And that's the problem why this was such a must-win game for the Clippers. Just be done with the back-to-backs so Kawhi and everybody else can just play games. And we're not going to have somebody sitting there with an algorithm in an office somewhere. I figure like that's that midnight run line. He's got coffee breath, bat, and BO sitting there, sitting there listening into our conversation. They're sitting there coming up with an algorithm and saying, hey, coach, these are the days your player is not going to play 4 months from now because he had a knee injury 18 months ago. So these games, plan on these guys not playing, and it's come hell or high water. Oh, and by the way, if you spent all those dollars of yours on the secondary ticket market to see their one time coming to your town, sorry. Back in August, these folks in the science and sports department of our organization said, these guys aren't playing there. And the guys who play these games come across like crybabies. Not an excuse. Darvin Ham said after the game, what did he say? The circumstances were not used as a crutch. They were just real. The real NBA schedule. Everyone goes through it at some point in their schedule in each and every year. True. True. Long season. I'm not the one out there, to use the airplane phrase, dragging Bob Lanier up and down the court. I'm not the one doing that. I might be the dad in the back sending the kid up to the cockpit to complain about it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And I'll go there. I'll go there. You think Jordan, would Jordan ever do that? Did Jordan ever do that?
He didn't. He didn't ever do it.
Different times. Different times.
Michael Jordan is what they call an anomaly.
I get it. Would Bird do it? Let's go. Let's just go. I know I'm like that get off my lawn. My generation would never say that. I'm literally being that guy right now, and I'm involving the greatest player, the greatest scorer, the greatest of his generation. Come on!
Bird had some injuries at the end of his career, so not a fair example, but Michael Jordan definitely didn't do it.
Big game, and it's just like, yeah. I mean, if we only weren't in Utah last night playing an overtime game, getting in middle of the morning, got some rest, then I have to go play a huge basketball game.
I mean, Mike played all 82 games when he was 39.
Dude, I just don't want to. It's just, so here's the thing. Let's just remove it from the equation. Hey, NBA governors, just get rid of the back-to-backs. You don't want them. Players don't want them. And the fans don't want to show up to a stadium or an arena. I use an old phrase, Chicago Stadium. They don't want to show up to a barn and don't see the GOAT. Because somebody in September said that game in January ain't happening. And oh, heaven forbid somebody has a sniffle. That's the way Cavs fans this year didn't see Curry, didn't see Luka, didn't see Kawhi in their one time through because it happened on a back to back, front end, back end. Just be done with it. I don't need to hear these conversations coming off of a big game. And they don't want to have them either. So the Clippers put themselves in this position because George and Kawhi sat so many damn times on back-to-backs all year long. And now, push comes to shove. You need it. Kawhi plays every minute in the second half for the first time in a decade, right before the playoffs start. So that's the way we're working it? That's the way we're load managing?
Be a better argument that they lost, I guess.
I know I'm looking at you. It's not. I know. It's just this weird. It's just so weird to me. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I'll never give up this ghost. Just give up the back-to-backs. Just do it. What would that mean, Chris? That mean you have to start the season in like late September, like early October?
They are.
Because they're going to have the tournament too. Like, what? Like, will a midseason tournament remove all this? Or will we hear, well, I mean, I'm playing this. We played the whole tournament.
Those games count, though. So they're not playing extra games. Those midseason tournaments.
But I guess if you're putting them together, does it compress it to the point where, you know, there won't be back-to-backs at any point? Just remove it.
We just need to take the season down to 75 games.
Well, that'll never happen. That's revenue.
But they've added revenue with the play-in, and so there's now 10 playoffs. Two-thirds of the league make the playoffs, which is insane. But
I'm not going to complain about the play-in tournament. I kind of like it. Mavs would be long out of it right now. Mavs would be way out of it
right
now. No, I
think it's worked. I'm just saying,
for instance,
two-thirds of the league making the playoffs is a lot.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, I'm going to take it down a notch because we're going to check on the leaderboard at the Masters. And you have to talk like this whenever you're talking about the Masters, or at least that's me. Basically, what I'm doing is my combine voice. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Austin Eckler is pissed off still. We'll hit on that. Mike Florio, top of hour number two. Is Mac Jones on the block or what? We'll get answers. That's coming up. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network has rejoined our Roku channel stream. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Speaking of clicking, this is a big Brockman segment because I asked him in our Roku channel only block, as we say in the television world, who won our NCAA tournament pool? Do we know?
I got it.
Who?
This person
is named?
Their bracket name was unlikely. Okay.
Wow. Okay. But well, that seems on brand then.
What's more?
But the their name, you know, the login is ESPN 26857991.
Oh my God.
Generic number.
So is it a bot won the Rich Eisen Show pool?
A bot.
Unclear.
Okay.
They obviously
unlikely?
Unlike they had UConn winning. Okay. Only 36 people picked UConn to win out of our over 1,000 who played.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone who participated. Yeah, they won the most points, 1,280 points. They were in the 100th percentile of everyone who played the more than 20 million users.
Do you have the unlikely's full bracket?
Yes.
Okay, so because I imagine somebody just went and threw darts at a board and just titled it unlikely.
Right.
But I'll still submit.
Or they were a UConn fan. It was like, oh, it's unlikely we're going to
win. And what was unlikely's final four?
They had, let's see, they had UConn beating Alabama in the final.
Yes.
I believe, yeah, so they had FAU.
Oh, that's the end of that. That's why.
To the final four.
Oh, that's it.
They had FAU, Alabama, Texas, and UConn.
Close.
With UConn over Alabama.
And then a cigar. There you go. That's how you win. Very good. Now then, get ready for the clicking, Chris. I need to know what's going on at Augusta National.
Oh, Richard.
It's a Masters Thursday. Now, you have, Mike, you chose music for this.
Yeah,
now, obviously.
We can't use the
music. But you found, what was your process, Mike? What was your process?
I do a deep, deep, deep
search. Well, there's the birds.
Into the music. That we have.
By the way, I like the birds is first.
It's
your first choice.
I got to bring the birds up because if you come in, first thing you hear, the ambient sounds of the golf course.
Good use of ambient.
Right, Chris? I mean, and then we go to the cut. I found a great cut.
What do you got?
It's perfect. It's as close as you're going to get. What do you think, Chris?
I like it.
It's not bad. It's a little fast.
It's not just fast. It's kind of melancholy.
What do you think the Masters
What's
theme
the
is?
Name? The Masters theme has a song, right, as a title, right?
I guarantee you it's just Masters
theme. No.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
How about this? I'll look that up.
No way.
I'll look that up, and then you tell me who's leading the actual Masters right now.
Rich Eisen, we have a two-way tie for the lead right now at Augusta National. The big Irishman, Shane Lowry, has birdied 7, 8, and 9.
Shane Lowry, huh?
Is 3 under through 9.
Okay.
Right behind him, Victor Hovland.
Oh my God! Just stop it. Who else?
That's not bad. Eagle on 2 for Hovland. Birdie on 6. He's at 3 under.
Okay.
Right behind them, a trio of guys at 2 under. Maybe the most hated guy in the tournament, Patrick Reed.
Former
winner, the 2018 champion. Patrick Reed is 2-under. Adam Scott.
With Patrick Reed, you don't have to ask what hole he's on. The hole is A.
Nice.
Thank you.
Adam Scott, the 2013 champion. Adam Scott, the Aussie, is 2-under through 7.
I said
Cam
that.
Young got off to a blistering pace. He birdied the first three holes, gave one back on 6. He's 2-under. Scott Stallings is part of a slew of guys at 1-under with Sergio Garcia, the 2016 champion. Seamus Power, who had back-to-back hole-in-ones on the par 3 tournament yesterday. Keegan Bradley, Xander Schauffele, Justin Thomas, Hideki Matsuyama, the 2021 champ, and Cam Smith, all at 1-under.
There you go. Very good. Very good. Now, keep that. So, again, all weekend long, enjoy the Masters as long as it's not rain. But on Thursday and on Friday's show, as well as Monday's show, if there is a rain out, whenever we do an update.
Yes.
Birds first.
Birds.
Then this song
then music.
That we're allowed to play.
Yes.
Fast.
It's a little fast.
Song. Seriously,
a song. It's
I'll
fast.
Call John Tesh next time and ask
him. No, you can't. Whoa. I mean, round ball rock.
I know, he might create a new Masters.
He will get a problem with
us.
By the way,
he'll voice
the actual Masters music that we're not allowed to run because it's commercial music.
That's major.
Has a title.
Oh,
as
really?
I thought.
No way.
And lyrics.
We got to guess.
And wait for it. It's written by an individual named Dave Loggins, who is, in fact, the third cousin of Kenny.
Oh, my.
Who?
Deep Loggins.
Is the voice of Caddyshack's theme. So, yeah. Keep it going. Keep it going. You're silly. I'm sure Dave is like, this is an outrage that you would think this is equivalent to. Here it is. The Masters theme is called and titled, lower it because it's way too loud, Augusta. And it has lyrics. Would you like to hear the first stanza?
Yes.
Rich, before you do
that. Do you want it to the music?
Quick update. Victor Hovland now.
Hovland.
Solo leader at -4 after a birdie on the par 5.
Fantastic. By the way, Victor Hovland would be a great Brockmeyer name. Victor Hovland, everybody. He's on Magnolia Lane. This is crazy. Here's the first stanza. Well, it's springtime in the valley on Magnolia Lane. It's the Augusta National and the master of the game.
Oh.
Who'll wear that green coat on Sunday afternoon? Who'll walk the 18th fairway singing this tune? Augusta, your dogwoods and pines, they play on my mind like a song. Augusta, it's you that I love, and it's you that I'll miss when I'm gone. Give myself a round of applause.
Golf bag.
It goes on and on and on and on. Oh, my God.
The best.
The fact that it's lyrics.
It's lyrics.
I would not have suspected there'd be lyrics to the Masters song.
Now, give me that music one more time. Let's try and see if another.
If it goes?
Let me just see if this works for another Golf Loggins. I'm all right. Nobody worry about me. Why you gotta give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right. Don't nobody worry about me. Do what you like. Doing it naturally. But if it's too easy, they're gonna disagree. How about that? Does it work? Chris, I need support. Yay or nay? What do you got? Doesn't work?
We need a better.
Which Loggins is better, Dave or Kenny? Oh, it's the fill-in music.
It's the song.
You guys, you know what? Go get a piano guy. Have him create you a theme. We searched. Mike Hoskins and I, we listened.
A pre-show, Mike, I thought everybody was on board with that piano.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what it sounded like.
I want it on the record. I said it was too fast from the beginning.
Here's the deal, though. Dave Loggins is more on the nose than Kenny. Like, if you read I'm All Right's lyrics, it has nothing to do with Bushwood Country Club, Judge Smales, a fresca, has nothing to do with Lacey or Danny Noonan.
Noonan.
Has nothing to do with Dr. Beeper, nothing to do with Spalding. It has nothing to do with Caddyshack.
What about Chuck Schick?
Tiger's putter letting him down today.
Oh, no.
He was three over heading into the par 5/8, birdied the par 5/8, and now sits at two over par.
By the way, if you had to take a top five of same, I guess, narrative said by sports anchors, sports analysts, year after year after year, like we're in our 25th year, probably our silver anniversary of Tiger's got to eat up those par fives on Augusta National.
Yep.
Otherwise, he's got no shot.
No shot.
Tiger makes his hay on those par fives at Augusta National. So there you go.
Saw a great stat. He actually parred the first hole, but he's plus 18 on number one, minus 100 for his career on the rest of the course.
Are you serious? Number one is just like his problem?
Number one. Can't do it.
He's 18 over 18 on over, one.
And then 100 under on the rest of the holes in his career.
All right, so we got our green jackets out of the closet for this show. Mike Florio is going to be joining us at the top of hour number two. He's the one who reported Mac Jones has been shopped. The question is he still being shopped by New England?
Mm.
I heard words in my ear. I did not know about this. There's a Jets tweet that's out there. I did not know. Honestly, I'm completely in the dark about this.
Same.
All right. Oh, Robert Saleh. It's Masters Week. What's Coach Saleh shooting at Augusta? Look at him.
Look how jacked
he is.
Whoa.
I mean, he makes Brooks Koepka look like a beanpole. Look at Saleh all jacked up. Most jacked up Jets coach in history, honestly.
I mean,
we should. Here's what we'll do. Put that photograph
him and
DeMeco, up again.
Right? Or,
put
and
this up. No, hold on a second. What I need is either the shot on the left or the shot on the right, along with Rich Kotite.
Oh, God.
Walt Michaels.
Walt Michaels.
Okay. Who else? And Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan.
Is there even a picture of Rich Kotite without a jacket on?
I don't know, man. But he's wearing wearing this medium. Look at this.
It's tight. Tight fitting.
But that's not Augusta.
If I was like that, I would.
Here's what Robert Saleh is shooting at Augusta. Here's 12. That's what he's shooting.
Tough hole, as we know.
12. Tough hole. You know what you got to do?
Amen corner.
Here's what you got to do on hole 12. If you're Robert Saleh, you got to stand firm. Because you know, at some point, the green that you're going to strike will be Jets green. And wait for it. You've got to survive the bay, Bay's Creek, right in front.
Close.
Okay.
Sure.
Let me go. Will you let me go?
There's nothing happening
in this story. Will you let me go?
Sorry. Go ahead.
You got to avoid Bay's Creek.
It's Ray's Creek for those scoring.
Okay.
I don't know if people know that.
And once you get over the bridge, it's all good. This is how you dominate hole 12 if you're Robert Saleh at the Masters. Not concerned about his final score. Mm-hmm. Not concerned about how you're getting the hole 12. I am concerned about what happens when you're on hole 12. Because you're going to be on hole 12. And we all know you're going to be on hole 12.
What if they're on hole 4, though?
Oh.
Hole 4 for the Jets, we've forgotten about hole 4. Hole 4, long time ago, hole 12 will not be like hole 4 for Robert Saleh. Hole 4, Mangini blew that hole. No, hole 4 kind of had some implosion of his own.
Allegedly.
The one thing we can't give up to get to hole 12 is hole number one coming up later on this month. Hole two. And maybe future considerations of holes. This is the way I'm looking at it. The problem is I can't respond to this tweet with that, way more than 280 characters.
Way more. Well, you could probably do it, and you might get the keep reading.
Yeah. Sometimes you get lucky.
With the Doge? The
some people
Doge,
can write
the Doge
like 4,000.
Coin dog?
Oh,
makes me think that I've been hacked by somebody.
It's Chris, remember that tweet that Pat wrote that was like,
that's what I mean. No, you
1,000 characters,
yeah, 4,
and he was like, yeah. I just kept writing.
Let's just attach this video. So that's my answer.
Even better.
Hole 12.
Hovland's going to have another birdie on 9.
You know what? I don't care about Victor Hovland
right
now.
Sorry.
Care about my coach, who is yoked.
Yes, he is. Whoa.
When he strolls to hole 12, fires a dart, and hopefully when you're on hole 12, you make the putt. Because we know.
It's not a gimme putt.
Nope. We know we know how many champions can wind up in Bays Creek and blow it.
All narrow.
You gotta survive.
Rough one there.
Hole 12, and you can win championships by taking care of hole 12.
Can. 2019, proved it.
I am.
Proved it.
Oh, Garrett Wilson, hole 17? Hole 17, right?
16 is the par 3, but it's
okay. 17, it's okay. Oh, no. Chris, 17 is the one you forget about.
Yeah, that's true.
You forget about hole 17. Everybody's focused on hole 16. Hole 17, you got to par that. You got to make sure you don't blow up on hole 17 because you're thinking of greatness on hole 18. I'm trying to help out Robert Sala when he pegs it up with his biceps and his triceps and his traps. I didn't know this tweet existed. This is all off the dome, but I know my Masters and I know my Jets. Don't ever bring up hole 4 around me again, please. All right.
Don't bring up hole 4.
No more. Let's take a break. Austin Eckler's pissed.
He is.
I know.
He deserves to be.
He sure does. 844-204-RICH, number to dial before Mike Florio joins us. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Rodgers is trending because if it goes on longer, welcome to our radio audience back. If it goes on longer, there's a report the Niners may get involved.
Yeah, I saw that. One of the New York radio shows was
guess where Green Bay doesn't want to send Aaron Rodgers.
No, I understand, but if they offer a first round pick,
when
after the draft, they can offer next year's.
Great. So you'll get 28th overall. 29th overall, 27th overall, and you watch Aaron Rodgers show up in Green Bay?
No, Green Bay ain't going to make playoffs.
Well, I'm just saying, they're on the schedule. They'll play him maybe twice in the next 4 years.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Potentially. Send him the Jets. You don't see him. It's over. See you later. You may never see Aaron Rodgers again until he shows up for the Ring of Honor because they'll kiss and make up. Because trust me, if the Packers and Favre kissed and made up, the Packers and Rodgers will do so even if things do go completely sideways. Everybody keeps on saying, oh, the Jets better do this. The Jets better do that. No, they don't. They don't have to. They have to if they want to win the Super Bowl this year. They have to if they definitely insist on making a big move. They don't have to. In the game of have to, like have to, in the game, if we're playing the game of have to, there's one organization that has to. It's Green Bay getting Rodgers off the books.
Go, Pat, go.
That's it. If Rodgers doesn't want to play there and they don't want him there and they've let it all out there, there's one team that in this entire situation must do something. It's Green Bay. They don't have to do it until September 1. And that's obviously a very difficult time frame for the Jets once they get through the draft. But once the Jets get through the draft and it's May whatever, you know, then the Jets will look at all their new draft choices and go about their business. Let me ask you this question. Likelier scenario.
Can we save it for tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Nope. We got what's more likely. We got a lot on it. We got a lot on tomorrow's program.
We got a double dose of what's more likely tomorrow.
Because we're doing one with Jason Kelsey when he's here?
Correct.
Okay. Jason Kelsey in studio all third hour. It's going to be amazing. Apparently, by the way, he said he would have missed a few of those coaches like his brother, too, if he was the one actually having to identify the NFL coaches and the NFL coaches.
One of the funniest photo clips I've seen this offseason.
I mean, it'll be one of the funniest you see all year, you know. But what's more likely? Here's one for you. What's more likely? Aaron Rodgers plays for the Packers again.
Okay. Or
Zach Wilson plays for the Jets this year and actually starts playing better. What's more likely?
Who's the quarterback? Is it Zach Wilson the starter?
Aaron Rodgers returns to the Packers.
What he does to me, TJ, just changes the rules.
Or Zach Wilson remains the starter of the Jets and plays better. What's more likely?
Zach Wilson.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers will never play for the Packers
correct.
Ever again.
Which is why the Jets can go through the draft and get him the reps in the spring. But if they want to make a splash and they want to win this year and they want to get on national television in 2023 six times and they want to sell jerseys with the number 12 on it without the word Namath, they got to make the trade. But in terms of have to, got to, come on. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I didn't expect to talk about this today, but I didn't expect to see Robert Saleh all yoked up in a golf shirt.
That's true. Yeah, who knew?
Austin Eckler, bless this guy, man. I love the way he plays football. And anybody here in Southern California, if you had to name the top five most talented football players in Los Angeles...
Ooh, in Los Angeles.
Yes. Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, right?
Is Caleb Williams on this list?
He'd be on my list.
You could, sure.
He plays in Los Angeles.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp,
yep.
Caleb Williams,
yep.
Justin Herbert.
Yep. Eckler's fifth. I like
Austin
it.
Eckler.
Top five, any order.
Eckler and Stafford. I mean,
technically can't put Caleb Williams in there and leave Matt Stafford off, but, you know.
Well,
this is just for, you know what, and giggles,
yeah,
Sports
course.
Talk Radio, Roku,
top 10.
Westwood One,
we'll
Podcast, Odyssey,
we'll
Sirius XM.
We'll make it a top 10.
All those
10.
Places.
Eckler's knocking on the door of the five.
No doubt.
I know we're forgetting Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack.
Oh, Joe, yeah.
But Eckler's in this conversation.
No doubt, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Problem is he plays running back, and he is, small, height challenged in stature. I mean,
that's a better, yeah.
Height challenged is the only thing you could say, because you can't say he's slight in stature. No. This guy gets hit on the six and scores.
Yeah, you're not going to call him small.
He's
either.
Also, from what I understand, the strongest pound for pound player in the National Football League.
I mean, he's tough to tackle, and he will hit you. How old is he? He's close. He's 28, 29.
Austin Eckler. Yeah, 27.
Okay, 27. So
he'll be 28 in May.
He wants another contract, and he apparently asked the Chargers for it. And as we all know, he's been told to go seek a trade if you'd like. Man, that's another. We're all focused on when's Rodgers going to get traded, and is Lamar Jackson going to get signed to an offer sheet? Why hasn't anybody said we'll flip something to the Chargers for Austin Eckler?
The Chargers probably want.
Well, if they want a one, then come on now.
Yeah, non-starter.
But running backs don't get drafted in the first round.
Even if they want a high two, that's still kind of a big ask.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, we're not going to give you a long-term contract, but we're going to potentially extract a draft choice that few teams will use on a running back coming out of college that's young, instead of using it on somebody who is proven to be a touchdown maker and a red zone problem solver.
There's only going to be one running back in the first round this year, right?
Austin Eckler, 18 touchdowns last year. 18. By the way, Jamal Williams, 17, and the Lions let him walk. Unreal. This was Eckler, what he had to say about his predicament.
For me, it really doesn't come down to the logo. It really comes down to just really the commitment to having me in their long-term plans. Kind of got punched in the face when the Chargers basically said, "Hey, we don't want to talk about extensions anymore." This is the organization that I've continued to rise and hit new heights in, and continue to add more value. Right, scored the most touchdowns, from scrimmage, in the past 2 years, and. So that's how it felt, right? It felt like, wow, like this is like the first time in my career with them that I felt like kind of like, disrespected by my own organization. And it sucks. Like I want to be a Charger, right? I want to be a Charger. I want to be there. And it sucks because it's like, okay, let's get something done. Yes, I do have one more year on my contract, absolutely. But, for them to want to allow me to go and be a free agent next year after playing, and, maybe we can get something done throughout the year. Who knows how it's going to play out, but just that's how I'm feeling right now, because we don't really have insight of what they're thinking, things like that. They're just like, nah, we don't want to talk anymore.
Man. Jeez. That was Eckler on Sirius XM on their fantasy program hosted by former colleagues of mine, Amber Theo Harris, and some guy who comes up with some really ridiculous cockamamie rules for Jerry Cantrell's fantasy league. Hi, Fabs. Hey, man. Running back market in the NFL.
Not good.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Getting a third contract. You got your rookie contract and then the big splash contract. Zeke's having trouble getting a third contract right now.
Seems like it, right? Well, we thought the Eagles were going to sign them.
Happy April Fools. I don't know what the way out of this is. I don't understand why another team will not trade for Austin Eckler and pay him.
And it's weird, Rich. It's not like he has a ton of carries either. Like, he was 20th in the league last year. He was 14th in the league the year. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of mileage.
I guess, again, the answer is, we talked about it the other day. Isaiah Pacheco led the Chiefs in rushing, 830 yards rushing. Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Pacheco scores in the Super Bowl. They get him in the seventh round. They pay him a seventh round contract for the next 3 years. That's the Super Bowl champs. Now, of course, they have other scoring threats, to say the least. So do the Chargers. And Eckler's one of them. The Chargers are willing to find another Austin Eckler? Really? Okay. And if your team is needing a running back, why don't the Bills go flip it? Right?
Doesn't make sense.
This whole thing, man, I feel for Eckler because he's one of the good guys. Florio coming up. Who else can...
Breaking news.
Oh! Rich Eisen!
What?
Breaking Jets quarterback news.
Oh, shut up.
Uh-oh.
This isn't April Fool's, Rich.
This isn't real. This is real. I'm not.
So you want to wait to wait? What do you got?
The Jets are signing veteran quarterback Tim Boyle.
Oh,
1 year deal. Reunites with OC Nathaniel Hackett. Okay.
You know what this is?
It's another
sign. You're getting the quarterback room ready for the guy that's coming.
Reunited.
That's it.
Tim Boyle.
That's it.
What's more likely? Who's the week one starter?
Guys,
Tim Boyle or Zach Wilson?
Sorry, folks.
This guy. Again. Chris.
Can I ask Kelsey
same,
that tomorrow?
Same energy. Bring it. When Robert Saleh, in his yoked-up golf game, aces hole 12, when that happens, and Rodgers is there, same energy.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
As we're about to talk about Mac Jones being offered to other teams.
Right.
I guess Bailey Zappi was going to be your starter in that equation. So same energy to your Tim Boyle news updates.
What? That's real news.
Sorry, folks.